You've seen the TV commercials where squirrels talk and dogs bark right on cue. Turns out most of the sounds are made by people, sound effect masters like Fred Newman. Newman is responsible for all the fun sounds like lighting up a cigarette or a dripping faucet that you hear on a Prairie Home Companion's live tour.
The kind of sound design we do on the show, it's much more spontaneous. Oftentimes, I can have a prop there. Maybe it's an old rusty hinge. But I'll have a really good rusty hinge. And Garrett said, no, use your mouth, it's funnier.
Tonight, you can hear Fred Newman create sound effects when Garrison Keillor and the whole cast of A Prairie Home Companion take the stage in Eagle. Adam Cotterell talked with Newman ahead of the show and asked him what his favorite sound is.
Oh, I guess it would be the one I first learned that kind of blew my mind when an old guy taught me, and it was a water drip. And then sort of a variation on that, which is just sort of watery bubbles. I tell you the true story on that. I was sitting in a pile of sand with this old guy about 90 years old. His name was Snipes. That's the only name I knew he had. At a construction company, I was about 6 years old. Hot summer day. It just rained. Steam is coming off the asphalt. We're under a galvanized steel roof, and there's water still dripping off, just one drop at a time, bloop, bloop, off into a nail keg. And he said to me, this guy named Snipes said, "Fred, have you ever looked at a water drip?" I said, "No, sir." He said, "Look at that thing. It looks like a bullet. Goes down and it blows a hole in the water, go boom." And he said, "You can do that with your mouth." And he popped it on his cheek. And then you blow the water out like you're spitting toothpaste out in the morning. And he did that with his big old grizzled face right about 6 inches away from my... And I was like, oh my gosh. And so I was hooked on sounds for that moment.
Here's something that I think is really fun. You have a long list of credits. Prairie Home Companion, of course. Movies like Who Framed Roger Rabbit and Goonies. But we probably have heard your voice many times and not even known we were hearing a human being.
There's probably maybe one or two guys in the East Coast and probably about five or six guys in the West Coast. If a woman has just gotten bad news on the phone, her boyfriend's broken up, or she's lost her job, whatever, and her dog comes up and puts his head on her lap, and he's trained to do that, but you can't train him to go... So we put the emotion into the animals, whether it's a squirrel, a vicious or a happy squirrel. We can do different sounds that make you feel a certain way. The information's on the screen, but all the emotion's in that soundtrack. So I do a lot of creatures and animals. The name of my corporation, my multi-hundred-dollar corporation, is Talking Dog Productions. I get called into movies when they're trying to match animals, real animals, or they try to do it with computer, and it always sounds fake. Go, ruff, ruff, ruff. Give me a ruff. Go, ruff,
ruff, ruff, ruff.
It's pretty good. But if you inhale and do the same thing, draw in air, it'll sound more like a dog. So go, ruff, ruff, ruff. Pull it in. Ruff, ruff, ruff. That's good. That's good. Now, if you pull it, ruff. Yeah, if you pull it to the back of your mouth, if you do it in the front, it sounds like the dog is very here. If you pull it way back, it'll go away. So it's like, ruff, 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 ruff. Come here, boy. Come on. Harry of Harry and the Hendersons. For some reason, I did a lot of babies one year. I've done a lot of, I did a ferret biting Michael J. Fox in Bright Lights, Big City. Dolphins in the movie Cocoon. This sort of thing. The thing about all these sounds that I learned from these old guys is that it's an old folk art.
You have books and DVDs called Mouth Sounds, where you teach people to make all kinds of noises. And you've done a lot of children's TV. You've been on Sesame Street. You do a lot on the show Between the Lions. Do you think of yourself as an educator?
Wow. No one's ever asked me that question. I do in some way. Probably, if I weren't pulling this scam that I'm pulling, I'd be a teacher. And I get these really wonderful, weird projects like the sound of Old Faithful at the Old Faithful Center in Yellowstone. I did that last year. And it's the sound of magma 5 miles below ground hitting water. And, you know, but it's for display. That to me is that mixture of sound in the service of story, and it's educating. You know, I really do see it as a very, very worthy, you know, art form, that reminding people of, there being sort of auditory Q-tips of reminding people of. This little tiny bandwidth of radio carries so much emotion. When Garrison goes, you know, who's talking like this? And he goes, and you hear him inhale. You can hear his nose hairs whistle. You are closer to Garrison than you are your lover. Someone would have to be in bed with you and whispering in your ear to be that close to you. What public radio does so well, they're telling stories, whether it's Nina Totenberg, Justice Souter, today, you know, they're telling you stories, but they're seated closer than a human can be seated to you. So it becomes a part of you.
So what can we expect from your performance in the Summer of Love tour?
It's very much, very interactive. Garrison walks among the audience every single show, rain or shine, whatever happens, he's out among the audience. Unlike the radio show, we don't have the demon of time, so a funny bit can go on as long as a funny bit works. And Garrison, it's very improvisational when he'll start making up a story and I do sounds and I mess with him and he'll mess with me. The show is itself a big piece of jazz, and I think the audiences really appreciate it. They know they were in real space and real time in Boise with Garrison. He was there, and he would do a lot of Boise jokes and that sort of thing.
That's Fred Newman. He'll bring his sounds to the Eagle River Pavilion tonight as part of a Prairie Home Companion Summer Love Tour. Here's Fred Newman doing his impression of a radio.
Hey, Johnny, over here.
I tell you, my friends, that Hillary...
That's a long, high fly ball.
It's been a quiet week.
My brother! I'm Ann Taylor.
I guess a salute to that end of the dial.